health insurance. 970-515-6882.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the Gospel of Luke, I'm going to start the program this way. Christ in chapter 21 said that at the end of the world, or in the time and the years before his second coming, there would be perplexities. There would be no solutions for the problems in the societies and the nations of the world. There'd be sickness, like internationally, even in the book of Revelation. Christ, through the Apostle John, made a statement that the healing of the nations would be the leaves of the trees would be available for the healing of the nations, meaning the whole world would be experiencing some form of sickness. Mankind would be unhealthy. And that there wouldn't be, other than the leaves of the trees, but the fact is, the point is, sickness throughout all the world. He said that would be one of the conditions. And here we have that scenario presently through what we believe to be COVID-19. Is it a virus? Is it a poison? What is it? Whatever it is, definitely killing millions and millions of people. Man-made or natural? Just evolution? Well, we have to eliminate the thought of evolution. We have too much evidence that points to the biotechnology, virology, created in a lab, China, or in America, Canada. We don't know. Ukraine, regardless of where we believe it was created, it has been created. It has been released upon mankind. Also, Christ said that there'd be economic hardship. All the nations would be would suffer economically. The hardships would not be, you know, to the rulers, the kings of the earth. The hardship would be to the common man, to the man who was not born into royalty, in that principle, into great wealth, into the power structure of the elite. There'd be hardship on mankind. Also, hatred. The hatred within the nations. Christ said that would be one of the indicators prior to his return. Another thing, there would be great evil, just evil. Man, the hatred of man, the lack of love for man, for mankind, or for man, just a natural love for his fellow man. That would become one of the conditions. There would be in the family structure, father against son, son against father, daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. These are the conditions that Christ said would happen at the end of the world. But another thing was kind of interesting is he said that also at the end of the world, there would be those with great wealth, great power, who would live as if nothing was happening, as if there was a perfect world. They would, the term is buffet, they would eat as much as they would want, anything they would want, because the world would be their paradise, their playground. So you'd have kind of a conflict. The haves, the have-nots. This would be the condition at the end of the world. Another thing, Christ said, there would be deception. Deception would be what Christ said is, do not be deceived. And he mentioned this numerous times, that would be the condition. People in the world being deceived by who? By the powerful people of the world, by the corporations that would rule the world. And Christ said, do not be deceived. Well, everywhere right now, here in America, the deception around the January 6th incident in Washington, D.C., the deception being played out right in the White House. Everybody believes that Joe Biden is the man making the decisions in the White House for the problems in America. They believe that he is the man who is actually setting the direction. No. You know, I watched that speech. Well, very little of it. It makes me sick. But I noticed something that maybe people didn't notice. This man was using, Joe Biden was using the exact principles that Barack Obama used when he was before the teleprompters. Look left, look right. I'm going to get into this when we get back. That was a psychological operation on the American people and everybody that watched that address. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, Bob Cambron here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops, and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the world. So Christ was, if we view things through what the Bible said would happen, through the prophecies in the Bible, and for our time, especially the book of Revelation speaks more about the last decade. It does speak about the last 2,000 years, in a very specific way, but many of the prophecies are directed at the last 10 years. In the last 10 years, there is a talk, the Bible, Revelation talks about, and really more than anything, a great, great empire that rules the world. The great empire will eventually will attempt to destroy the children of Israel, eliminate them from off the face of the earth. What the terrorist groups cannot do in Israel, that surround Israel presently. Another nation, Babylon the Great, will attempt to completely destroy every Jewish individual or Hebrew individual in the world. Also, there would be in Revelation chapter, in a hidden way, in Revelation chapter 13, pertaining to a coming king, a beast that rises up out of the sea, and also another beast that is the false prophet at the end of the world. These people, these two individuals, do not exist throughout time. They exist at the very end of the world. When it is even, if you study prophecy and you know and you can fit things together, Antichrist and the coming Antichrist will be Antichrist and the false prophet will be baby boom generation individuals. They will be products of the time period of the baby boom generation. One would be born in America. The other may not be born in America, but would become in their term of King James, would be a king, a ruler in America at some point. We would say a president. This is how detailed the prophecies for the time in which we live. This is how detailed these prophecies are. Another prophecy is that one of the two individuals would actually be the secretary, so to speak, of the Antichrist. The secretary carries everything out. The Antichrist would just enjoy the power like the pharaohs of old, or the Nebuchadnezzar. The false prophet really carries out all of the desires of the Antichrist. Now, you know, like the Pope of Rome, which is not really Francis, he has a secretary. The secretary sets the appointments for him, his itinerary, everything. That's who the false prophet is. And the false prophet has power. And the two of them jointly can bring fire from heaven. Well, back then, John the Apostle didn't understand laser technology. He didn't see and understand what and how they could cause fire to come down from heaven. Well, we have the technology. We can bring, you can put a military transport, put technology in that, and you can cause laser to start forest fires. You can pinpoint an individual, a vehicle, an area. I think we can do it also from space. You know, the war in space, they won't shoot one missile from one spacecraft to another. They use laser. This is in the scripture. They cause fire to come down from heaven. It says that they perform miracles that causes the whole world to sit in awe. Well, for those in America, because we pretty much as a society, there are those in this country that are highly knowledgeable about all of the weapons in the DARPA arsenal. Not all of them, but most of them. We know that there's technology that is still years out that we are not even aware of. I'll give you an example. I have a friend who was a minister, and in the 90s he went to, I can't remember where they have naval, Pearl Harbor. And there was a, he knew a Catholic, he was a, kind of the, on base, he was the chaplain, but he was Catholic. Well, he had access to the facility, and he took the friend down under wherever, I don't know how many stories down, and the friend told me they went down, and he saw this new military hardware. It's kind of the stuff that you see in the James Bond movies. But the chaplain, or the priest, told him that in the 70s, they had LED screens already for the military. Well, LED screens for your computer didn't come out for the general public until, late 80s, early 90s, or even the late 90s. But they had this already in operation at Pearl Harbor, deep down. These are the things that Christ said would happen. He wanted the world to know what the end of the world would look like. Also in the book of Revelation, just there in chapter 13, chapter 13 is really a book, the chapter about two individuals, yes, and they're evil, yes, and what they do and what they plan to do, but it is also a chapter of high sophisticated technology. It's not just a chapter, not just a story. It is speaking of very sophisticated technology. The way in which the mark of the beast, what we call the mark of the beast system, it is a system of control, and there are three parts to it. One part will control military, one part will control worship, one part will control buying and selling. It is a chapter of very sophisticated technology. Without this very sophisticated technology, these two individuals will not be able to perform these great signs and wonders. Some of the technology involves It talks about worshiping the image of the beast. This is holographic technology. This is very sophisticated laser. So many people don't understand and they don't view chapter 13 of Revelation as a chapter of the most sophisticated technology ever in mankind's history. But it's there. A system and technology that is able to control mankind. Another part of that technology is the ability psychologically. It is also a chapter on very sophisticated psychology. It is a psychological, it is presenting psychological weaponry to the world. If you don't worship or take the mark, if you don't take the number, then you are not able, you're going to die, or you can't buy and sell. But the other thing, too, is with this psychological program, for everyone who takes one of these three items that are presented, you lose your eternal soul. Eternally, you will be lost from the hand of God. Now, if you view Revelation from a standpoint like I'm presenting, there is much in that book that involves technology, what we would call science, sophisticated science, biology. Biology, where would the biology be? The whole world would be sick. In chapter 22, the whole world will be sick. Chapter 21, I believe it is. God is saying, Christ is saying that the whole world is going to be sick. This is biological warfare. How can the whole world at one time be sick? Because generally viruses, these type of plagues, are isolated to an area, to a country, well, not even that big. But why would it say that the whole world will be sick? Why would there need to be the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nations? How could the whole world be sick? This involves biology, sophisticated, something that man has created, that has been released upon the world. It's intricate. Then you start to think, okay, there is something that's going to be released on the world. How is it going to be released? Well, then you can start to take steps and think it out, and just methodically begin to think, okay, how could this happen? Well, you would have to have such intelligence, men and women, people that are so advanced in their knowledge concerning bacteria, viruses. Then you would have to have labs, which includes, I mean, just basically microscopes. You can see where I'm headed. It's in the scriptures. It didn't happen before. It is happening now. Everything that Christ said would happen at the end of the world is occurring presently. Now let's jump back to Revelation chapter 13. It talks about sophisticated technology, so sophisticated that in that chapter it is talking also about man being able to control the weather. And we in this audience, we are very, very knowledgeable on weather warfare, 2025, 2030, 2045, and beyond. There won't be any 2035. If Christ doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. This is what Christ stated. If he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. All right. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays.
Come on down this Friday the 16th for Lucha Libre Wrestling. And on Saturday the 17th, take free dance lessons from salsa to other styles. Have fun and bring your spouse or significant other right there at Spirits Music Hall.
For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small. When the man on the chessboard, get up and tell you.
All right. I know that if you view the scriptures that I'm talking about, and you have in the background the technology that mankind has presently, then the Bible gives a whole new meaning. You see the Bible from a new perspective. There's a new meaning, a complete meaning, because this is what Christ wanted the world at the end before he returns. At the end of, just prior to his return, he wanted to understand the, it's not just a story. It is a very detailed, intricate knowledge of the time in which we live. The technology is incredible. It's chapter 13 of Revelation is full of technology. It says that in verse 13, that he does great wonders. He makes fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. This is laser. You know, and the other thing too, what did Christ say? Do not be deceived. And what this individual does, together jointly, but the false prophet, he causes these miracles and they deceive the world. They're so, the things that they do with this technology, you know, you hear about these in Norway, up in the north, you hear people reports of music coming out of nowhere. Some people believe it's angels, or they see multiple colors in the sky. No, this is technology, man-made technology. This is doesn't have anything to do with the God of heaven. It has to do with technology of man. They do these miracles, and are done openly. Then this false prophet says that they should make an image to the beast who he dies. He is wounded. He is shot. Who knows how he's assassinated. But once he's assassinated, he's dead for, I think, 2 or 3 days. And then what happens? He comes back to life. What kind of technology and science is this? Eventually in the book of Revelation, it also talks in other verses about how men are going to seek death, and death is going to run away from them. It is going to, like a sprinter out of the block, doing the 100-yard dash. That is what death will do. It will explode away from them. They will seek death. They will desire death. They want to die. And death explodes away from them. What kind of technology is this that is coming to give people life, probably immortal in the physical body? And it is so evil, something about it, that they don't want to live, they want to die, and death will flee from them. Revelation, the whole book, is talking about the sophisticated technology at the end of the world. Some of what is presented. The most sophisticated. Controlling the weather. Taking what God has created in the garden, what God had created in the Garden of Eden, and taking the creatures and having a way to take their DNA and splice it into mankind, into the DNA of man. And what happens then is you have a contamination of the species. It's all through the scripture. At the end of the world, this is what would happen. And it is happening presently. Chimeras. We can call them chimeras. They take a spider and they take a DNA from the spider, cross it with a sheep or a goat, and they call that creature a spider goat. This is what would happen. Now, at this also, we talk on this station, we hear talk everywhere about a system, monetary system, that is not actual dollars and coins. It is zeros and ones. This is a technology that would be so advanced that in the time in which we live, they will have a way through the banking system to eliminate currency, and you don't need, all you have are zeros and ones. Talk about control, and you don't take the mark of the beast, you can't buy and sell. But you do take the mark of the beast, this will be so demonic, so evil, again, you cannot, you lose your eternal access to a God who is eternal and his eternity. You do have an eternity, but you won't be in his eternity. You'll be with the Antichrist and the false prophet and Satan in the lake of fire. And the deception, again, then there will be, again, this system of monetary exchange. At the same time, I have been talking in the previous weeks about the whole world in the Christian community, and I was basically, my thought process was in line with most of the Christian community, that this digital network would be international. And it will be, to a degree, but not, there will be also a alternative to the Antichrist monetary system. There will be an alternative. I have been talking about Vladimir Putin and the nations, the BRIC nations, and there are more nations that are joining that economic forum, that system. The Russians, the Brazil, China, India, there are more nations joining that. There has to be an alternate system in the world. It is being created. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be back, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Taylor Rhodes, Executive Director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, Colorado's only no-compromise gun rights lobby. You may have heard about our recent legal victory against the town of Superior and their oppressive gun laws, but this is only the first step. With active lawsuits against multiple anti-gun localities, Jared Polis, and the state of Colorado, we need your help now more than ever. To join the fight, please visit rmgo.org/1360. Every dollar counts and no donation is too small. That's rmgo.org/1360. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, it's a right, not a privilege.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
You were born for such a time as this. In light of all that is happening in our nation, you're needed now more than ever to continue saving lives and supporting families in our community. Join Life Choices at our Night for Life fundraiser, September 8th in Longmont and 9th in Loveland. Register at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Help make a difference for life. Register at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050.
Don't be unkind, it don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed. I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You were meant to be here from the beginning. Maybe I might have changed, not been so cruel.
And in spite of all of this, the fact is this: God is sovereign. We don't get to choose when we are to be born, at what time, in what age, century, year. We don't get to choose. God, in His infinite wisdom, He is the one who gets to make that decision for each one of us. You know, you say it's an accident, a child, two people get together and accidentally have a child. No such thing. God has His hand in His creation. He always has. He always will. It is no accident if when you were born, the day you were born, the second you were born, whether you were born male or female, born into wealth, born into, just a society, or you've even been born into poverty. God is sovereign. The Lord said that there would always be the poor in the world, and there would be the rich, the rulers of the world. And in an odd kind of a way, because of the people, the individuals, some people are snobbish at Yale and Harvard and the big schools, and they come from wealth. They go to prep schools, and they get into these universities, and it's very difficult for just an individual that does not have that kind of wealth, because in the prep schools are preparing them for their classes during their freshman, junior, through those years, sophomore, junior, senior year, whereas anyone else, you have to jump in, and hopefully you can be sharp enough to be able to get the grades that you want. The others, it's not hard because they're already told 3-4 years while they're being prepped, well, this is what you're going to study. You're going to study this. Whereas anybody else, they are able to be fortunate enough to be accepted. They don't know. They have a disadvantage already. They're at a disadvantage because they have not been prepped as to what they're going to study in those 4 years. Now, I say that because it is these type of people that build the societies of the world. It is these type of people that build these great empires in the world. Are they corrupt? For the most part, yes. But according to the scripture, this is how God has allowed the devil. The world is in the hands of the devil. The nations, the societies, are actually, they belong to the devil presently. But at one point in the future, these kingdoms are going to belong to Christ. But presently, the world is in the hands, according to the scripture, of the cosmos, is in the hands of the devil. Remember, in chapter 4 of Matthew, the temptation when Christ came out of the desert after 40 days of fasting, and immediately He was met by the devil. And one of the things that was offered to Christ is, if you fall down and worship Me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world at that time, presently, and the kingdoms that Satan would build in the future. He had a plan. And to fulfill that plan, he would have to have individuals that would serve him, which he's always had. But he said to Christ, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. And Christ rebuked him. We know the story. But he is the kingdom builder presently. He is the one who built the cities and the empires of the world. They have to be. It has to be. And it is the people at Harvard, Yale, Cambridge, all the big universities. It is the people that are under Lucifer's control that have put together World Economic Forum. The Faucis. These type of people. These people, the Bible says, are being given direction by Lucifer, by the power, the prince of the power of the air that they worship, and they are allowed to receive this type of technology because they have to fulfill, and they are fulfilling. They don't know it. Maybe they do. The prophecies of the Scripture. They have to fulfill and bring into the world the technology that Antichrist is going to use to destroy the nations. Weather warfare, weather control, they have to do this. They are allowed to do it. And the people of the world, for the most part, the innocent people of the world, are going to suffer. We are, like the song said, we were meant to be here from the beginning. And mankind, you have an option in Revelation chapter 13. You're going to be forced. You'll have three options by this coming individual. You either worship him or else. You take his mark or else. And you worship the image or else. We'll be back in a few minutes to finish out the program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, I can finish out and conclude this way. There are going to be three options. One option, which is the one I would advise you not to even consider. Yesterday I talked about cognitive dissonance. This cognitive dissonance, I'm telling you, is setting people up, the world up, to take the mark of the beast. That's why I am trying to understand the depth of this evil. But it is going to, it's a propaganda campaign. It is a psychological campaign that will put people in a frame of mind where, you know, I'll take the mark of the beast like I take the vaccination, and we'll see what happens. You don't want to have that kind of thinking, because this is an eternal. This is not going to be about just your physical health. This is about eternity. So that's one option, to buy into that system. The second option, which is the option of life, is to consider the God of heaven and his Messiah's Son, who died for all of mankind, if mankind would receive him, and be saved. Ask him to help you and to have mercy on you and to forgive your sins. That is the best option right there. That option is eternal life. The third option is to hopefully just try to make it through the years of hardship, probably close to 8 years, not quite a full 8 years, which make it through that whole time to get to the day when all the wars and evil end and Christ brings in his millennial kingdom. Now, you're going to gamble if you want to take that route, because you have to live through all of the evil that is coming into the world. And if you can live through all that evil, if you want to gamble, then you will go into eternity as one of the sheep, that you'll be blessed. But you're going to gamble. You have to be careful. The best advice I would give you is consider being born again. Consider asking the Holy Spirit to help you, to open your eyes, to give you a revelation of the truth about who this Messiah of God is that offers eternal life. It says the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So you have three options. But Revelation 13 is filled with the most sophisticated technology mankind has ever had. Technology, or some way for an individual to be assassinated, and it is a head wound, and this individual comes back to life. It will be partially, mostly, witchcraft, very powerful witchcraft, but there will be some technology involved, and who knows what that technology is. So, for today, I was going to talk more about cognitive dissonance. And this psychological weapons being used on the world is preparing the individuals of the world to receive the coming Antichrist. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Join me Sunday for 9 to noon for Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry. Talk to you then, or tomorrow.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foist upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at tacticalcivics.com. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.